Demon FM 107.5.
Hi there, and welcome to Demon FM on Outer Mission. We are talking about music groups today, and we've got a local music artist who is in there to talk with us with a live interview. And we've also got a lady who is called Georgia, who's from another station, who's going to be joining us as well today. And you're also live with Paynton.
Hello, you're all right.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate.
Good, good. How's your day been?
It's been good.
Good, yeah. Good to hear, man. Good to hear. Yeah, so we're continuing the theme from last week. We sat down with Peyton's mum, who has a little chat, who's going to be featuring near the end of the programme today.
Yeah, so at the end we're going to be playing hashtag Peyton's mum says, where she's going to review the show. So basically, because it's like based on the local music scene within Leicester, I've asked her a bunch of questions last night on her knowledge of the music scene. I've asked the questions that we're going to be asking Comprehend, who's also in the studio with us. And also, we went out to the streets and spoke to the public and asked them about music that they like and their knowledge as well on the music scene. And we're also going to be asking the production team that are joined with us as well.
That's it, get everyone involved.
Yeah, because they're all from different cities. So we've got two from London, we've got Abby and Cara, and then we've got a Nottingham lass, Natasha, and then obviously me and you are both from Leicester. So
Leicestershire born and bred. Oi, yeah. Oi. Right, let's kick things off with House of Gold by 21 Pilots.
You are listening to Demon FM.
Demon FM. So One Republic there with Counting Stars. We're talking of local music. Leicester have had quite a success, really, with local artists and stuff over the years.
Yeah, I mean, doing the research for the show, looking at all these artist names, and it's quite amazing, really, how many people were from Leicester that you wouldn't really think of or have an association with Leicester, because there's Mark Morrison. I know he's not from Leicester, but he lives in Leicester, and everyone knows his big track, Return of the Mac, don't they?
Oh yeah, definitely. You hear it everywhere. You've also got Engelbert Humperdinck with Release Me.
You asked me how to say that a few minutes ago, didn't you?
Did I say that one right then as well? Yeah,
Engelbert Humperdinck, yeah.
Not too bad. Yeah. I like how I get dealt with the hard ones. You've obviously had Sam Bailey as well.
Sam Bailey's actually from London.
But she worked in a prison, didn't she?
Yeah, she lives in... She lives in Leicester, and she loves Leicester. She's a big Leicester City fan as well. She was involved at the King Power doing stuff.
Oh yeah, it was in a Man City game. Yeah.
And she won X Factor the 10th series in 2013. So, you know, big up Sam Bailey.
Yeah, big up Sam Bailey. Why not? Obviously, you've got we got Cade Smith as well, who did 5,000 to 1.
When he was on The Voice. The yeah.
Yeah. Although I've not really, I think I've seen that on YouTube. I can't remember if I did or not.
He did it in memory of Kun Vijay.
Oh right, I guess it's recent then.
Yeah. So it's only just released.
And then and then obviously you've got the main ones, which are Kasabian, who we've seen a few times as well, haven't we?
Yeah, I've seen him twice. So when you think of like local music and you say Leicester,
we've actually
first thing
bad.
That comes to my mind is Kasabian.
Yeah, yeah, I think we've done all right, to be fair, considering all the music that's out there. So we have got Comprehend here live in studio. We are going to play him after, with two of his songs, after Underdog from Kasabian itself. Yep. But yeah, let's kick things off with Underdog.
This is Demon FM.
Kasabian there with Underdog. And we are now live in studio with Comprehend. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, my friend. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself then and what songs and music you do?
Yeah. So I'm a rapper from here in Leicester. I do sort of hip-hop music, but it's kind of moody hip-hop music fused with a bit of modern sound. So I've got a bit of trap in there and a bit of rap as well as hip-hop. But trying to keep it old school with the lyricism.
What's your inspiration for the genre?
For me, it started with an artist called Loki. I don't know if you know him, but so he's the reason I got into the conscious side of things, because when I first started rapping, me and my friends would they showed me his sort of music and Akala and Logic and people like that. So it really started my friends. They were my main inspiration, but then through that I found these artists, Loki, Akala, people like that, and that just inspired me to write conscious stuff.
Yeah, and talking of the name Comprehend, I've seen like on your Twitter and stuff like that, the Hend bit is, well, it's in capitals and stuff, probably recognising your name for Hendrick.
Correct, yeah.
But Comprehend in general, what does it all stand for? What's the meaning of it?
So comprehend, essentially understand, or like to fathom. So my music's all about trying to open your eyes to new ideas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't take credit for thinking of the name Comprehend. I mean, my first name's Hendrick, so you're all right there with the Comprehend. But it was my boy, Tommy C, who came up with that name. So shout out, Tommy C. But yeah, it's just basically, I think it just goes hand in hand with my music.
So before that, was your name just Hendrick? Or did you have a stage name?
Yeah.
Go on, do you want to let us know what it was? Was it awful?
No, it wasn't awful. It was Motion. It was just a bit boring. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Nothing jazzy about it. But and it didn't really have any real significance to me.
No.
So it was just a random word I picked, really.
Yes. Okay. So how you've been promoting your music and stuff, I mean, how did you get where you are now? How are you promoting it all?
Networking is number one. So I find the more events I go to, more people I talk to, more people give me opportunities, or, you know, it does take a lot of proactivity. So I have got to be cheeky a lot and say to people, can I come on your show, or can I do this? So I'm quite cheeky. I always have been. So I like to sort of be a bit invasive and message people and say, like, oh, can I get involved? Da, da, da. But, you know, you don't know until you've asked or you've tried. So
yeah, it's like I met you at a different radio station.
Exactly.
I got chatting to you, and then I said that I would want you on my show in a few months, and then down the line here we are sat next to each other, and then you're promoting your new CD, ain't you?
Yeah, boy, enough love for that.
You got to get your name out there, so asking these different local stations and stuff, it does help get your name out, along with social media as well.
Yeah, for real.
So obviously, from when you started, what advice would you give for beginners, and how would you start?
I like this question. If you're brand new to this and you want to get into rapping, or I mean, I can only really speak from a perspective of rapping, but first thing, get your social medias patterned. So get all your accounts set up, all of that. Get yourself down to as many events as possible. Talk to as many people. Open mics, hit them up as many as you can. And then just promote, and just keep networking. That's probably the best advice I could give for someone starting.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously, it is obviously long to try and to get where you are and stuff now, so it is just to taking time and patience, isn't it?
Yeah, it isn't quick, but anything worth having is worth, you know, fighting for or being persistent with. So yeah, it does take dedication. Like I like to think my work ethic is no days off, 24/7, all day, every day. I'm focused on my music. Wake up, that's what I think about. Yeah. Go sleep's the last thing on my mind, and yeah, that's how I live. So it does take a lot of dedication, but to see the results that you want and to hit all your goals is an unmatchable feeling. So it's definitely worth doing.
You were saying that you've come from work, and I asked you, are you getting lunch break? You went 30 minutes, and I'm thinking, 30 minutes and this show's an hour?
Yeah.
So what's the deal there?
Pulling some strings, bro. You know how it is.
Yeah.
How it is. Obviously, I'm fortunate enough to be here, so I've got to, you know, just juggle a few things, but it's all worth it.
Sacrifices.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Sacrifices. You know, maybe I've got to stay a bit later at work or whatever, but I'm here doing what I love and promoting my music. So,
grafting, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Wicked.
Yeah, nice. So before we go into like the new album and stuff like that, with some more questions, we've got two of your songs now that we're going to play.
Yeah, do you want to introduce them?
Yeah, sure. The first song we're going to be playing, I believe, is Thankful. So yeah, check it out. It's my new single. It's available everywhere, Spotify, iTunes, etc. So make sure you go download it.
This is Demon FM.
Okay, so that was This Is Hip Hop by Comprehend, and we also had Thankful as well from Comprehend. See, I'm learning already. I didn't even see that on the screen, but I just knew it straight away.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, we were saying just before the two songs about growth and stuff, and then we played those two songs, and we've had a lad tweet in, Tom Evers. He went, rap is not normally his thing, but he's really loving this track.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's
big up Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man, for real.
Right, okay, so with that new release, how does it work in terms of like singles? So are these all new singles on the new CD, or is it just a couple that you add on to them?
So my CD is called The Story So Far. It's essentially, I've called it that because it's like a discography mixed with a greatest hits album. So it's basically my most popular songs from when I started in 2016 to now. And it's got, it's got an exclusive track, This Is Hip Hop, that you've just heard. And then a lot of my other popular songs. It's also got a DVD as well. So it's a CD and a DVD. And on the DVD, you get all my music videos and an exclusive music video for This Is Hip Hop that you can only watch if you get the CD.
So that won't be, that's not on YouTube.
Nah, nowhere.
You only have to buy it.
Have to buy the CD, bro.
Fair enough.
We're plugging out here. We're plugging.
That's marketing, that is.
And why the two tracks that you have sent over today? Is it specific or is it just because they're on your new album?
Yeah, so this is Hip Hop, obviously, because that's my exclusive single off the CD, and then Thankful because that's my most recent single outside of that I've dropped. And that one, I've had a lot of good feedback on Thankful, so I just thought I'd let you lot enjoy it. And
what's the story behind both the tracks? Like, do they have meaning or do you just write and you just...
So, Thankful, I actually wrote the lyrics about a year and a half, 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. I used them for a freestyle type video. But I decided to turn it into a proper song because I really like the lyrics. So I wrote the chorus and everything. And that song is just about, you know, being grateful for what you've got in life, being thankful for what you have and learning to appreciate that sort of stuff. And then This Is Hip Hop is that's more for fun. I wrote that just having a laugh on a beat, you know what I mean? Just trying to be lyrical with it and a bit techers. But that one was just a laugh, and I really like the song that it ended up being, so I'll put it on the CD.
Yeah, sticking with lyrics then, one question that I've always wondered is how long does it kind of take you to come up with lyrics for a song? I couldn't do it personally, but...
It varies, to be honest. Sometimes I just have a really big like burst of inspiration. I'll just write like a whole song in like 3 hours or something, and then other times I'll write over the course of a week, or I could write one over the course of a month. Sometimes I'll go back to it when I've got inspiration towards that specific idea, because I like to come up with an idea for a song, and then I'll write notes about that idea and then turn those notes into rhymes. So sometimes, you know, it might be a month or 2 months before I've thought of the last part of a song, and so you may hear that it kind of sounds different because I've improved a bit in that time. Yeah. but at the end of the day, I've created a finished piece no matter what, so whether it takes 3 hours or 3 weeks, I just let it flow, you know. Oh, what
nice
I mean?
One. And have you got any gigs coming up?
Let me think. You did say that you have got a busy month coming up, especially in terms of like radio, obviously. Promo.
This month's more for radio. I mean, I'm trying to hit up some open mics, so I went to Duffy's here in Leicester Sunday. I've got an award show on Friday at the Music Cafe, and then a few radio appearances this month. But aside from that, I'm going travelling starting next month. So I've tried not to book too much so I can get all of that arranged. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it does work, because like we were saying when we just walked into the studio, there was a news lady here, and she went, what you got coming up for your show? And I went, we've got a presenter coming in from another radio station, and then we've got an artist called Comprehend. And she went, I've heard of Comprehend. He's done a few open mic nights.
Yeah, that's
so that's, I mean. That's what it's all about. Just like getting yourself out there.
That's what I mean. More places you go to, the more people will hear of you, and then that's how you get bigger, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you got any, like, what's the plans after travelling?
Okay, so I've got a lot that I'm planning on. I've got I can't really say too much to me. I've got a new project coming out starting next year.
Cool.
I've got some new videos coming out in the meantime. Mm-hmm. I'm working with my clothing. I've got a clothing sponsor,
yep.
Complex Clothing. I'm working with them to make an exclusive Comprehend/Complex Clothing piece.
Wow.
So we're gonna launch that together, and then just open mics, gigs, radio shows, obviously writing music, just keeping busy, man. You know, as I can't say too much at the minute. I'm saving it all for 2019. You know what I mean? Just want to end the year off nicely.
Just keep us on holding tight, though.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And if you want to follow you on Twitter, it is at Comprehend, isn't it?
Comprehend101. On Twitter and Comprehend Official everywhere else.
Yeah, nice. So with that as well, we're going to go with some, we've got some thoughts of the public as well when we went out and tried to find out what they liked and about music.
Yeah, about local music scene, yeah.
Well, there's surprisingly more of it than I thought, actually. I think I didn't really know anything about it, but since coming to uni, I think I've experienced quite a few, like met local bands. There's one, I think they're called Final Coil. And there's quite a few like good venues around here, like little venues that do gigs and stuff. So it seems pretty lively.
I can't say I know a fat lot. I haven't been to many gigs, but I do know a few bands around here, like Earls, Graves, Monocopsis. There's a cool singer-songwriter called Amy Cliff as well. She's performing at the Children in Need event that Demon are holding.
I think Leicester has a lot of talent to offer from what I've heard of it. Because they have bands like Kasabian, like a really big band from Leicester. But then they also have like local underground bands like Finches of Attica. And I think, they do have like a lot of talent to offer. I just think people need to kind of listen to Leicester bands more, get more into it.
Not much, really. I'm interested in music, but the local scene slipped me by.
Well, I've been to the Music Society a few times, and the music always seems quite good there.
And I've been to maybe a couple of clubs quite a few times, but yeah, I think it's quite good. I'm not sure about live music, though. There's some.
Okay, so that was just some public views on the local music in Leicestershire and what they think.
There's defo some mixed views in there.
Yeah, saying that they do like them and all that. But yeah, we've got Georgia now.
Hi.
Who's joining us. Hello, Georgia.
Yeah. Hello. It's lovely to be here.
Great to have you. So you're from Takeover Radio, which is kind of like a rival station to us. But for the sake of this show, we're joined together because we're talking about local music, and we're a community. We're both community stations, and we're all about promo of artists like Comprehend and getting them out there. Do you want to just tell us a bit about yourself?
A bit about me? Oh, gosh. Okay, so, here we go. I started at Takeover Radio when I was just 15 years old. It was shortly before my 16th birthday. And 5 years later, I'm still at Takeover presenting a similar sort of style show to what I first did. My show allows more support of the local music scene, which I think is brilliant, to support local artists such as Comprehend as well. And I think it's kind of a presenter's duty, especially from community radio stations, to go to local gigs to support the local music scene, because famous faces from Leicester include Kasabian. Now, they were just a local band once upon a time, weren't they? Now, look how world-renowned they are. And it's so, so important that you support your local scene.
Fair enough. So you've been doing presenting for about six years, am I fair to say?
5-6 years, yeah. This will be my 6th year here at Takeover.
What got you involved with it? Because I know we're going to talk about it, if that's okay, but with Graham.
Yes.
Who was the founder of Takeover Radio, did a smashing job. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but he was like an idol for you, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was my mentor as such. He really, you know, pushed my boundaries and told me, you know, just to go for what I want. You know, he was that guidance that presenters need.
Yeah, yeah. So, in terms of local music, what have you noticed has changed over time with local music, and more specifically with Takeover's involvement with the local music scene and your involvement as well?
My involvement? Well, I always think if you support the local music scene, they'll always support you as well. Because as you know, Paynton, I put on a charity event in aid of Takeover Radio and Rainbow's Children's Hospice, which raised over £800, I'm proud to say.
Smash that.
Nice.
Thank you.
£800.
And it just goes to show, because when I posted about it on social media, a lot of people came forward to say, yeah, I'm down for it, Georgia, like, I'll play at your gig.
Yeah.
And it just really goes to show where if you support the local artist, they'll always support you when you need it the most. And that's what's so great about it. I mean, community, not competition.
Yeah.
The best part.
Yeah, that's a good saying, that is. There was a charity, was the charity one, am I right by saying that you did two charity things?
Well, one I was more just associated with. That was actually my auntie who put on the first charity event for Takeover and Rainbows. But the charity gig, that was actually my doing. I organised it all.
Wow. But I'd like to think you're really proud of yourself, especially bringing up in all the local artists.
Thank you.
Talking of local artists, your best friend is a musician, am I right by saying?
Yes, that's right, and that's how I got to know a lot of the local people, you know, a lot of people in the local music scene through my best friend, because she's an acoustic musician. You know who I'm talking about, Comprehend, don't you? I'm not going to mention names. But yeah, she's been my best friend since I was about 4 or 5. We used to go to a performing arts school together in Leicester, and then, you know, we've just been best friends since. And she's supported me throughout a lot as well, so I try and support her where I can, like going to a lot of her gigs and open mics and stuff.
Mm. So yeah, as in going with her to stuff, to events.
Oh yeah.
What do you think is crucial for a musician from a radio presenter's view? What do you think is crucial for a musician's growth?
Okay, this is going to sound really cliche, but definitely a social media presence, a strong social media presence. It doesn't matter how many followers you have, but so long as you're constantly posting, constantly working, talking about your upcoming music or upcoming tour dates or whatever, definitely social media as well. And I think also they should try and get on as many community radio stations as possible, as you know, Paynton.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important for artists to get on community radio stations, because that's how they get heard by everyone else.
Yeah.
And community radio stations like Takeover, like Demon, are more than happy to give artists the exposure they, you know, they deserve and need. Because community radio, I believe, is very underrated for giving local artists a, you know, a potentially huge platform to showcase themselves.
Fair play. What have we got coming next, mate?
We've got Go Away Girl from Ed Sheeran and Rise from Suns, which is two of your favourite songs, Georgia.
Demon FM.
Well, that was Rise There by Sons, and we had Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran. Joining us in here at the minute, we have got Paynton, Georgia and Comprehend. So what are your thoughts on the music? Like, well, from local music and stuff.
Yeah, just in terms of like, so music that's not from your genre or music that's from your genre.
Okay.
What's your thoughts on the scene?
Locally, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll stretch as far as Leicestershire, Hinckley.
Okay. Yeah, do you know what? I think it's more popping than people realise. I think you've just got to look in the right places. And the thing is, I've noticed a lot of people only go to the same places when they're going to check out music in Leicester. And there's a lot of places in Leicester where you'll meet unique and random acts. You've just got to look in the right places, keep an eye out on Facebook, social media, that sort of thing. But in terms of the local music scene, I think for rap, I mean, I see a lot of rappers. I think a lot of rappers are making moves. A lot of people are doing very well. In terms of acoustic music, I don't see too much of it myself, because obviously most of the time when I go to open mics, there's a lot of rappers at the ones I go to, but so I can't really speak a lot for other music, but I think it's doing better than people realise. I think you just got to look in the right places, to be honest.
Yeah. So are you finding that when you're doing like open mic gigs, they're just specific for certain genres, they're promoted for certain genres, like just like obviously your rap, hip-hop?
Yeah.
And all the acts there are rap, hip-hop acts.
I mean, I'm kind of referring specifically to one open mic, to be honest, one at Two Funky Music Cafe that they do once a month, I believe it is. But yeah, I try to go to ones tailor-made for sort of rappers, because it's sort of my target audience, do you know what I mean? But I still go to a lot of others where it's not rap music, because people still like my music there. But yeah, I definitely think the local music scene is doing very well. I think it's getting bigger as well, especially since I first started 3 years ago. There wasn't really many people that I used to see, and now I'm seeing a lot of faces everywhere, a lot of people being consistent and working hard, and yeah, it's good to see, man.
Yeah, I think we normally go with what we know more than anything as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's hard to kind of like, if you knew gig tickets were coming out for someone new, you normally book who you know in popularity.
Exactly.
But
yeah, yeah.
Spotify do a good thing where you can discover like local artists and stuff, and you can listen to the to their input there with their music. We are going to go straight into Paynton, the section Paynton's mum says.
In a few minutes. Yeah. But I just wanted to ask Georgia, because we were saying during those two songs, you were saying that in terms of like local music, you've noticed that it's pretty much acoustic and band type thing, apart from Comprehend over here is a rapper.
That's the thing. I mean, most of the local gigs that I go to, obviously my best friend, Paris, she's a solo acoustic musician, and no way or... am I saying like, you know, like that's bad or anything like that, because what I see a lot is either bands or solo acoustic musicians.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I do like to try and keep an open mind when it comes to local music, but there's just I see so much of so many people trying to do the same thing. I mean, you know, popularity wise it is hard, you know, to get a status, to get that reputation as such when you know the music industry is oversaturated as it is. I mean, particularly more like locally as well, you see a lot of people trying to do the same thing. So massive big up to Comprehend, you
respect.
Know for you know differentiating himself, like, you know, putting himself out there, because I saw Comprehend at an open mic night once where it was more like for bands and acoustic solo artists, and I was like, you know what, it's so nice to see someone doing something different, you know, exploring to like, you know,
do you think like obviously loads of people, I'm just in generalising, loads of people do acoustic because they know it works, it's an algorithm that's been around for ages, and nobody wants to challenge, well, I'm saying nobody, but Comprehend is a rapper, but I'm saying that people don't really fancy the challenge of going out of the ordinary in terms of starting off without a guitar, spitting bars.
That's it.
I'd say most possibly, yeah, because people stick to what they know rather than, you know, trying something completely different that people may or may not like. It's just that risk of saying, you know, will people not like it? Like, will people think it's bad? I think that's, you know, the concerns of many local musicians as regards to, you know, trying something different to what they're usually, you know, what their usual genre is, for example.
Yeah, definitely. And just quick on that point, I also think in terms of that, artists don't realise, artists are always trying to be something that they think other people will appreciate. I see this a lot, whereas there's nothing more unique than being yourself and trying to put your own little spice in things. Do you know what I mean? So I think a lot more rappers need to not stick to what they know, need to go out of their comfort zone, be themselves, try something new, try something, you know, unique, definitely. And in terms of events, I think there should be a lot more events that sort of blur the lines between acoustic and rappers and that sort of thing and sort of amalgamate them together, I think, definitely.
Would you like us to join your next music video? George, would you be down?
Hell yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, we'll all be in
it. I'll film it in here.
Yeah. We can
all
get in on live it. In studio.
I'm down. I'm down.
Sounds good to me. So we're going to jump now into the section of Painting Mum Says, and she's just going to give her input on to the music industry.
Just after Pixie Lot.
This is Demon FM.
What is your favourite song and why?
My favourite song is Entrance, Set You Free. It's a song that reminds me of my youth dancing in nightclubs, and it's a song that I would like to be played when I pass away and people just imagine me being life and soul of a party and just imagining me joking in my box.
Okay, so the show that we're doing is based on local music. So obviously that's your favourite song. What music do you like other than Set You Free?
I'm very much into Take That. I suppose pop music. I do like a bit of indie. I change depending on the type of song it is. I don't like too heavy metal music. I'm not into all that. If the music suits my mood, then I will enjoy it.
So obviously we're doing it about local music. What do you know about the local music scene?
The local music to me is music that has been developed amongst the community, a traditional music theme.
Okay, so we've got a guy in the studio called Comprehend. He's a rapper and he's from Leicester. So that he does like hip hop and stuff like that. So I'm just saying, like, have you seen like buskers on the streets of Leicester and stuff like that?
Only people that play the guitars, or you'll get the odd person with the tambourine. I have seen the one man bandit where he plays all the instruments together around town. I've been in pubs where you have people coming around playing their guitars and singing, but that's mainly when I go abroad.
How important do you think it is for local radio stations to play music by local musicians? Like, for example, with Comprehend, we've got in the studio, we're playing his music. How important do you think that is in the growth of an artist?
Well, it helps promote them as an artist. Ed Sheeran used to be on the streets with a guitar, and look at him now.
Fair enough. So you said that you've seen musicians abroad in pubs. Would you go and see a local musician, despite not knowing much about them? Would you go and see, you know, like people go to like comedy gigs and they just go and see new, fresh stuff? Would you ever do that regarding like music?
Again, it depends on the style of music that they're going to play, whether or not it's going to be offensive to me. Maybe.
Okay, so that was the views of Painting's mum, Sally, who is an absolute legend. She gives her input every Tuesday.
Yep.
On Painting's mum says. We are rounding up the show now. I just want to say thank you, Comprehend and Georgia, for joining us today.
Where can we find you both on social media if we want to get involved?
I'm on Instagram at G Mackay, so that's GEE _ Mackay, which is spelled MACKAY, and that's also the same name as my Twitter handle as well. So yeah,
beautiful,
nice. Respect. And you can find me Twitter Comprehend101, everywhere else Comprehend Official. Make sure you go cop my new CD, Story So Far, out now. £1 will be going to Leicestershire Action for Mental Health Project, and another £1 will be going to Dear Albert to help people in Leicestershire and Rutland overcome addiction. So make sure you get yourself a copy. It's comprehend.bandcamp.com. Peace.
Well, there we go. That's how you want to keep in touch with them. We've been Out of Mission. Thank
Painting
you again.
Painting and Adam. Cheers. Yeah.
Join us again to 1 till 2 next week. Thank you.